Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Andy Such, who is currently Director of Environmental and Regulatory Policy for the Michigan Manufacturers Association. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very good. You're about good. To add to that long list on your card, aren't you? You've got a new appointment. It came out yesterday. Tell us about that.
Well, I've been appointed to serve on the Office of Regulatory Reinvention Environmental Advisory Rules Committee. And they're going to take a look at all the environmental rules here in the state of Michigan and make recommendations to the governor. This is part of the new Licensing and Regulatory Affairs Department. This Office of Regulatory Reinvention is looking at a group of rules all the way across the state, and this is just a small part of it.
Is this all part of the restructuring the state? Is this all part of kind of reorganizing and refining some different areas?
Well, the governor calls it reinvention, and I think it is. Now that that the budget is behind us a bit, and we've gotten the tax proposal passed, now our attention is turning to the regulations that many of us have to follow, those of us in business and otherwise have to follow, and to see whether they're necessary or not, whether they match them up against some specific criteria, which we can discuss in a minute, and find out if they should be changed, modified, or in some cases eliminated.
Well, are you anticipating, I mean, you've been in this area for quite a while. Are you anticipating finding a lot of things that we just don't need anymore?
There are probably not a lot of things, but I think there are some things that clearly need to be looked at and perhaps eliminated. In the environmental area, most of the environmental regulations have grown up not over the last 50 or 60 years, but really since the 1970s when the EPA came into existence in 1972. So they're fairly recent. But some of them are duplicative. Some of them exceed the federal standards here in Michigan, and we're not so sure that's a good idea. And there are probably some that need to be eliminated, but clearly there's some that need to be changed.
And in the press release that I got yesterday, sir, it talks about that this rules committee, this advisory rules committee, is going to help identify onerous rules that are hurting job creation. What kinds of things are we looking at there?
Well, we have a lot of different rules that really can get in the way. They really extend. Well, I'll give you an example. We're required to submit a report on annual wastewater report. It's called how much wastewater we put into the sewer system. The department, by its own admission, since 1999, has never used this report. It's just required to be turned in because that's what the state law says. And that's something that clearly we need to change the state law on. But here again, it's a regulation that exists, that there's no productive use of it. The wastewater information is available through a number of other different sources, but yet companies are required to submit that report.
You mentioned earlier the criteria that this committee is going to be using, or some of the criteria. How is it that you're going to be approaching this?
Well, the executive order that created these rules committees, and by the way, the environmental one is one of them. There's another one that's dealing with financial rules. There's a third one dealing with workplace safety rules. Those are the first three. Then there's going to be others that will follow that. We're given 120 days to work. It can be extended, but only for another 120 days. We have to prepare a report back to the Office of ORR, which will then submit the report to the governor. But we have to look at the health or safety benefits of the rules, and these are right out of the executive order. Whether the rules are mandated by any applicable constitutional or statutory, are they part of law? The cost of complying with the rules for both the state and for the individuals that are subjected to the rules or the companies, the extent to which the rules conflict with or are duplicate with other similar rules that are in state. In state government, do they exceed the national rules? What's the date of the last evaluation of the rules, et cetera? So, I won't read you the whole list, but there's about 15 different things that need to be looked at, and they're very specific. They're also available on the ORR website, so people can look at them.
Well, I have rarely known you to turn back from a challenge, but this sounds like putting on another full-time job.
Well, exactly. In fact, somebody here at the office said, "Are you leaving us, Andy?" I said, "No, I'm just going to be going to a lot of meetings." It's going to take a lot of time, but you know, it's going to have. There's 13 of us that are on this group. There can be up to 15, but they appointed 13. Most of us have some experience. I mean, as you know, I've been dealing with environmental regulatory stuff for about, I guess it's 25, 26 years now. So we have experience, but it is going to be a task. There's 2,600 and some odd. I shouldn't say odd. There are 2,600 some rules that comprise the environmental statutes of the state of Michigan. And they do have the force of law, and they need to be looked at.
Well, it's going to be quite a challenge. I look forward to talking to you in the process, if we can, to see how we're coming along with this. Congratulations on the appointment. You're certainly an asset to the committee, and I appreciate your time to tell us about it this evening.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Have a great holiday.
You too.
Andy Such, who's Director of Environmental and Regulatory Policy for the Michigan Manufacturers Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.